We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story is LA's homeless crisis and the help that could be on the way from the state, from the feds. Let's start with the federal government. Again, in-depth team coverage starts with KMX 1070's John Baird.
So the feds are saying we'll give you a lot of help to try to get a handle on the homelessness situation, but LA officials, there will be strings attached. That's what the HUD secretary said in a letter to Los Angeles. This according to the LA Times. Now, the mayor has not commented on the conditions, which could include giving police more power to deal with the homeless and loosening rules so that more housing can be built. But the mayor told KNX that same day that they could certainly use the help from the feds.
So my challenge to them, expand the housing vouchers that you have, help us get shelters up more quickly, give us land at no cost.
And he wants other things too.
Cleaning the streets, the mental health care that we need, the anti-addiction programs.
We'll see if LA will acquiesce to the conditions, but in the meantime, Governor Newsom is also putting his eyes on the problem of homelessness. Today, the focus is on Los Angeles and the Inland Empire. More on that from KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Yeah, John, today the governor starts the day off in Riverside. He's going to begin by touring a shelter with Riverside's mayor. Then this afternoon, he jams down here to Los Angeles. He'll be at a board and care facility, all part of a week-long homelessness tour for Newsom. Now, the budget he just put out, it includes more than $1 billion in what's called homelessness response funding, and he has made it clear he wants a big chunk of that money to start moving and moving fast.
Those dollars are going out this week, this month. $650 million of emergency grants, more money than ever to cities and counties in California's history, is going out.
The governor was in Grass Valley yesterday. Now, later this week, he'll be in Fresno, also the Bay Area. The money that he's carved out of the budget, not just for housing, but also for health care, both physical and mental health care for the homeless.
A vigil will be held tonight for an LA County sheriff's detective who was hit by a car and killed after she helped an older woman who fell down while she was trying to cross the street in Valley Village. The detective's father tells CBS2 Amber Least never hesitated to offer help to those in need.
My daughter was the epitome of service and protection. Just shows me the dignity and the character that not only she had, but was groomed and trained into her in her 12 years of service in this department.
She left behind two sons. Tonight's vigil starts at 7 o'clock at the scene of the crash. That was the intersection of Riverside Drive and Whitsitt Avenue.
LAPD officials say they have completed a review of nearly 4,000 child abuse reports that were marked no investigation.
Chief Michael Moore is due to give a verbal report on the findings during today's police commission meeting. It comes nearly 3 months after the Chronicle of Social Change reported nearly 4,000 child abuse allegations went uninvestigated from January 2018 to July of last year. Deputy Chief Chris Pitcher says they went through all 3,987 cases. The vast majority involved no criminal wrongdoing. Some involved incidents that took place outside of LA. Some reports were duplicates. Pitcher says they found 10 cases that required more follow-up. He insists the no investigation designation is a misnomer.
Because everyone is either investigated criminally, if they are non-criminal in nature, they're investigated or reviewed by the Department of Children and Family Services.
The Chronicle reported the LAPD was scheduled to present the findings yesterday to the LA County Commission for Children and Families, but canceled. Chief Moore says the County Commission will get a presentation after a written report on the findings is submitted to the Police Commission. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The LA police say they've arrested four people involved in a cell phone theft ring that targeted stores in LA, Orange, and San Bernardino counties. One was 19 years old, taken into custody. along with three kids between the ages of 14 and 17. Fifth, also believed to be a kid still at large. The incidents took place between last August through December. Investigators say that the people were walking into stores, stole electronic devices from the display tables by just cutting the security cables.
Fewer people died in structure fires in L.A. last year. It's a record low.
Over the last 6 years, the highest number of fire deaths was 22, according to L.A. Fire Chief Ralph Terrazas. Last year, he says, 8 people died.
Each one is a tragedy.
He would like it to be at zero, but in a city the size of Los Angeles, the chief sees this as progress. Part of the reason behind the record low is the fire department going out and canvassing neighborhoods after fires, offering free smoke alarms and installation through MySafe LA. The chief says there are other factors as well, including the restoration of previously closed fire engines.
Over the last 6 years, we restored 9 of those companies. So that contributes to our ability to maintain and improve upon our response times.
The LA Fire Department responded to more than 499,000 incidents last year, more than 4,100 of which were structure fires. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.